Planning for pets. Find a safe place ahead of time. Because evacuation shelters generally do not accept pets, except for service animals, you must plan ahead to make certain your family and pets have a safe place to stay. Do not wait until disaster strikes to do your research. Contact hotels and motels outside of your immediate area to check policies on pet acceptance. Ask about any restrictions on number, size, and species. Inquire if a no-pet policy would be waived in an emergency. Make a list of pet-friendly places and keep it on hand. Call ahead for reservations as soon as you think you might have to leave your home. Check with friends or relatives or others outside of your area. Ask if they would be able to shelter you and your animals, or just your animals if necessary. If you have more than one pet, you may need to house them in separate locations. Make a list of boarding facilities and veterinary offices that might be able to shelter animals in an emergency. Include 24-hour telephone numbers. Ask your local animal shelter if it provides foster care or shelter for animals in an emergency. This should be your last resort, as shelters have limited resources and are likely to be stretched to those limits during an emergency. In case you are not home, an evacuation order may come or a disaster may strike when you are at work or out of the house. Make arrangements well in advance with a trusted neighbor to take your pets and meet you at a designated location. Be sure that the person is comfortable with your pets and your pets are familiar with him or her. This person should have a key to your home and know where your disaster kits are kept. If you use a pet sitting service, it may be able to help you, but discuss the possibility well in advance. If your family and pets must wait out a storm or other disaster at home, identify a safe area in your home where you can all stay together. Be sure to close windows and doors, stay inside, and follow the instructions from your local emergency management office. Bring your pets indoors as soon as local authorities say there is an imminent problem. Keep pets under your direct control if you must evacuate, so you do not have to spend time trying to find them. Keep dogs on a leash and cats in crates, and make sure they are wearing identification. If you have a room you can designate as a safe room, put your disaster emergency supply kit in that room in advance with your crates and other supplies. The disaster emergency pet kit should include any medications, a supply of pet food and water inside watertight containers, along with your other emergency supplies. If there is a chemical release and authorities ask you to shelter in place, then complete the following steps. If there is an open fireplace vent, pet door, or other similar opening in your house, close it off with plastic sheeting and strong tape. Listen to the radio periodically, and do not come outside until you know it is safe. After the storm, planning and preparation will help you survive a disaster, but your home may be a very different place afterwards, whether you have taken shelter at home or elsewhere. Do not let your pets roam loose. Familiar landmarks and smells might be gone, and your pets will probably be disoriented. Pets can easily get lost in such situations. While assessing the damage, keep dogs on a leash and cats in carriers inside the home. If your house is damaged, pets could escape and become lost. Be patient with your pets after a disaster. Try to get them back into their normal routine as soon as possible, and be ready for behavioral problems that may result from the stress of the situation. If behavioral problems persist, or if your pets seem to be having any health problems, talk with your veterinarian.